lopsided amateurish woolen bats looked at you sideways. It was the kind you get in a Rotary Club jumble sale, which is what you were in fact at. Between jars of horrible antique jam and the kind of vase that it's impossible to imagine. Well, who designed them? And who made them? And who bought them? And why they're not already broken? And throws, real flowers wouldn't be seen dead in. Homemade pots with the plastic ones looking depressed in. Well, this man, he was twirling from a woolen string, and he looked at you and he said, well, never look back. You thought that's good advice? Advice for life. Yeah, good advice. But then someone taps you on the shoulder. Now imagine that you're writing in a snowstorm, correcting addresses with a broken biro before you post them. Your glasses are clouded with understandable frustration, teeth chattering like peanuts in a slalom. Then some guy you don't recognize comes along and butts in. His hair's all knotted from being out so long in the wind. He's in a poncho, sunglasses, a saucy grin. Stares you in the face and says, well, take it all in your stride. Well, that's good advice. Advice for life. Advice, but then he got on his bike. Finally, she's walking along the side of a mausoleum. Gets her foot trapped in one of those grates with the big gaps in. Droves of tourists in flip-flops just walk straight by. The community service officer just stares her right in the eyes. A feral dog sprays all over her new handbag. The sun goes down, she misses her school run. Then some old lady comes along, pointing her fag. And almost in song, she says, well, don't look down on anyone. Good advice. Advice for life. Oh, good advice.